Many generations in America know about the Peanuts Gang, led by the lovable egghead Charlie Brown. There's his sister Sally, friends Lucy, Linus, Schroeder, and pet beagle Snoopy. These beloved characters, created by cartoonist Charles M. Schulz, found life on stage with Clark Gessner's 1967 musical comedy, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Pro Arts Playhouse in Kihei shares a production with audiences this weekend. Our producer, Lillian Tsang, sat down with director Ali Shore for a preview.
The entire play is based on actual comic strips from Charles Schulz that are put together. There's no actual storyline. It's little vignettes that's wrapped around original music. So it's really quite fun. The original production was done back in 1967, and then there was a revival done in the 90s, and this is kind of a mixture of the two. In a world that's a little kind of crazy right now, and there's a bit of unrest, we just thought, wouldn't it be nice to have 90 minutes of just pure fun and laughter? No agenda, no deep hitting meetings, just staying true to Charles Schulz's vision. And in fact, as inspiration, I went and collected all of the comic strips that the stories were based on. And all of the actors read all of the strips and looked at all the visuals. And we really tried to stay true to it and really simple and just have a great time in the production.
Hmm. Well, why don't you introduce us to your actors? It's a small,
very talented cast. We have a couple of new faces and a lot of Maui veterans. Many of the folks in our cast and our crew have national tour and New York credit. But we have Logan Heller is playing Linus, and he is a face of people who have seen here on Maui. And John Galvin is playing Schroeder. Then we have a theater veteran that everyone loves, Dale Button, and he's playing our Snoopy. We also have Lena Kruger, another veteran who she can say more with just one look than most actors can with 10 lines. She's playing Lucy. We have Katie Vincent, who has been on national tours with Cats and performed in New York, and she's playing our Sally. And then our newest face is a young man named Keegan Arterson, who's playing Charlie. And we noticed that our cast spans the gamut from 20-something to 30-something to 40-something to 50-something to 60.
Oh, nice range. And so
it's really fun that it covers this whole range, and they work together so well.
And I'm sure everybody brings their own interpretation or their own history of Peanuts to the table. And so if you have people who are in their 20s up to the 60s, they must see the Peanuts Gang in different ways. How was that bringing their understanding into this production?
That's a great question because it's been very interesting. To some people, Peanuts was not part of their growing up. You know, to the 20-something, he had to explore it. He had to learn about the Peanuts, and he learned through, you know, going back and reading, and then he talked to us. But then Dale, who's playing Snoopy, has been known every single show, every single movie, every single iteration of the Peanuts. And he was able to bring some of the older thoughts, you know, and that was really great because there were people say, I remember when the Peanuts did a thing, and you went, oh yeah, you know, because you don't remember every comic strip. That has been a big part of finding our humor. One of the things we really discovered that was so much fun was when something wasn't working, sometimes I'd go back and look at the original comic strip and go, let's try this. And then you realize what a genius Charles Schulz was.
That's very interesting. So based on comic strips, how are you staging this?
The staging has been very interesting. When I spoke with the cast originally, I said, I want you to think in terms of frames of a comic strip. Because each of the little vignettes are very short. You know, this, I think the longest vignette is the Snoopy's Red Baron scene, which is still only maybe 3.5-4 minutes. So it's lots of little bits. So I said, I want the staging to you grab a position and you do that line and then think the next comic frame, what would happen, you know, and how it would be drawn. So we've been staging it like a comic come to life, but not quite that stilted, you know, but the idea is these solid images, and that's where the backgrounds also come in, you know, the projections come in by helping give that setting for each image.
But you guys are flesh and blood, 3D.
Flesh and blood and
bringing music.
And musically, oh my God, the voices. The first sing through, I was so excited because I looked at my musical director, a woman named Kim Federelli, who is also a seasoned professional from New York and California. But we looked at each other and said, I can't believe how good these voices are. It is such a pleasure to have six people who can all sing brilliantly, harmonizing together. And there is wonderful harmonies. It's way more complicated music than people would assume it would be for a show like this.
The Peanuts Gang grew up in a simpler time, you know, when children were more innocent and lives were simpler. Definitely no internet, no iPads. Mm-hmm. What themes do you see continuing to resonate to audiences today?
Truth. We discussed it yesterday. It's truth. There's just an honesty and a truth to what the characters are saying that just have not changed over time. I mean, there's a line, it's a simple little line in it, we were laughing about it, where one character says, "It's my grandfather's birthday today." "Oh, really? How old is he?" "63. It's hard to believe he was ever human." And is this sense of when you were a kid, someone that age, you don't even think of as the same, you know, as the same as you. Throughout the whole script, there are these little moments of just honesty and truth that makes it really funny. And not trying to impose any kind of agenda or any kind of deep meaning on them. Just let them be what they are. Really, I think, will resonate with audiences today. I think, you know, youth, adults, everyone can come see this. It's, as I like to say, it's not a kid's show, but kids will love it.
You know, for those of us who grew up with the Peanuts Gang, I think we all see parts of ourselves in one of them. Who do you relate to?
Yes, well, I was Snoopy. I'm Snoopy. There's no question about that. And the toughest part for me is Dale is such a wonderful performer, is directing him not to be me, is letting him be him. And he's doing an amazing job with that because I am the prankster. I am the person who steps back and looks at things and goes, okay, yeah, maybe not. You know, and that's what he is in the show. He is the adult, and that's why it's kind of funny that our oldest performer is Snoopy, because in my eyes, Snoopy always was the adult in the group. He was always a bit older than everyone else. You know, he was the guy you saw having a drink at the bar.
Well, in this process,
yes.
What surprised you the most?
I would say the biggest surprise was finding humor in a two-dimensional image that translated so well to the stage. Like I said, when we went back to some of the original comic strips and little things like how Schroeder knocked Lucy off of her his piano, we had done something and it wasn't working great. We went back, found the original strip, and just the way he drew it, how he slid her off the piano, we said, try that. And it worked perfectly. And that was a surprise that the two-dimensional image worked so well in a 3D world.
That was Ali Shore, who directs You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. The production opens tonight at Kihei's Pro Arts Playhouse, and the run continues through May 13th. You can find more details on her Facebook page, The Conversation.
You're a good man.